We gotta do some Lindsey Graham clips because apparently Supreme Court confirmation hearings are like Lindsey Graham's Super Bowl. Like, he doesn't get there every year, but when he does, he brings his A game. This is like his fundraising time to shine. So, and apparently, I like how Justin said, he's judo chopping the air this morning. Probably had one or two of those strawberry jalapeno bangs that I'm so not fond of. But listen to this exchange between him and Supreme Court Justice nominee Kajina Brown Jackson.
In comes the internet. On the internet, with one click, you can receive, you can distribute tens of thousands. You can be doing this for 15 minutes, and all of a sudden, you are looking at 30, 40, 50 years in prison.
Good. Good. Absolutely good. I hope you are.
To do.
Good.
Allow her to finish, please.
I hope you go to jail for 50 years if you're on the internet trolling for images of children in sexual exploitation. So you don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a horrible thing.
With the witness.
Boom. Lindsey Graham, it's like a Super Bowl, baby. It's like a Super Bowl. He ready to go. Prime time Lindsey Graham showing up. Can't do anything else, wants to bomb the crap out of every brown person he can find. But, ooh, you get him on a Supreme Court nomination committee? Ooh, he spits fire. Oh, he's spitting the fire right there. And this is the second one, another exchange between him and Miss Brown Jack. Good, good. I hope you go to jail for 100 years, and then I'll drone strike you too. All right, here's the next one.
What the Trump administration did was to use the discretion given to it by statute in a way different than prior administrations. This advocacy group, the Arabella-supported advocacy group, tried to strike it down. You rule for them. Here's what the D.C. Circuit Court said about your ruling. There could hardly be a more definitive expression of congressional intent to leave the decision about the scope of expanded removal within statutory bounds to the Secretary's independent judgment. The forceful phrase, sole and unreviewable discretion, buys exceptional terms. Such designation shall be in the sole and unreviewable discretion of the Attorney General and may be modified at any time. To those of us in the law writing business, I don't know how you could tell a judge more clearly that the administration, the agency in question, has discretion to do certain things within the statute. So this is an example to me, and you may not agree, where the plain language of the statute was completely wiped out by you. You reached a conclusion because you disagreed with the Trump administration, and the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals said, as I've quoted just a minute ago, there could hardly be a more definitive expression of congressional intent to leave the decision about the scope of expedited removal within the statutory bounds to the Secretary's independent judgment. That, to me, is Exhibit A of activism.
Now, mind you, while he's doing this performance, and it is a performance, that he's got his little Ukraine America flag lapel pin. But man, it is funny when he's like, I want you going to jail for 50 years if you're on the internet trolling for child porn. Brown Jackson. I mean, that's fun. That's fun. But remember, the left wants child pornography. They want that legalized. They want pedophilia legalized. They want it 100% okay. And so when you have these people who are like, oh, well, they're doing it because she's racist. No, it's not because of that. It's because right now this is, and unfortunately, we have Republicans to fight this. This is the battle to protect children. Like, this lady thinks that you go to Infowars.com and then all of a sudden you're like bombarded with child porn. This is not 1997. right? There was something back in the day where you could get fished or something like that. And hey, maybe you can get fished sometimes. It happens. That's why you should, if it's an email from somebody you don't know, you better not open it. But this woman's like, with one click, you can get 40 or thousands of images. Yeah. Yeah. That is a no-no. At this point, you have to go out and look for it. Hell, if you're using Brave or anything else, it's going to tell you this site's dangerous. Do you want to continue? If you're using a VPN, the VPN's going to be like, are you sure you want to do this? But this lady just thinks you're on AOL Instant Message or you're on AOL on a dial-up connection and stuff is just getting like tossed in your yeah, if you're careless. Yep, and those clicks are punishable by law that she's supposed to uphold. 100%. So it's one of these ridiculous, oh, well, we have to feel bad for him. No, you don't have to be on the internet. I don't. Yeah, and so good for Lindsey Graham for at least putting it out there. Yeah, you do have to be careful nowadays from somebody you know. You really do, which is why you should have a VPN on at all times. But she's just protecting. Brown Jackson is just protecting the powerful. And I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the interns that get their stuff for them. That's where you kind of, you know, you follow the wire, if you will, or follow the money. You're like, oh, well, kind of like with the Epstein stuff. They don't care, you know, the elites who love children, you know, adrenal chroming and so forth. They want this stuff legalized so bad, so badly, because they want to be out, because they have pride. They want to be out and about, right? Joe Biden, we've seen the pictures of him, sniffy. One more time. This is the lady that is being upheld for decency and civility.
And when modes of commission of the crime change such that in 2 seconds, someone can receive or distribute thousands of images, that's no longer and this is what the commission found in their studies, an indicator of a person who, relative to other people, has committed this crime in a more aggravated way. What we're trying to do is be rational in our dealing with some of the most horrible kinds of behavior. This is what our justice system is about. It's about judges making determinations in meting out penalties to people who have done terrible things.
Yeah, and if you look at child porn even for a second, you're a terrible person. Right? So if I hit you with a car versus hit you with a baseball bat because one was faster, the crime of murder should be less? Well, I could kill you quicker with a car than with a baseball bat. I know it's not a complete and perfect comparison, but you know what I'm trying to say. Oh, well, you know, I hit you with a baseball bat, so it's not as bad of a murder. The commission found. Well, the commission's full of pedophiles, too. I mean, that's not a stretch to say. Anyway, 844-527-8723. I'll get off of that. I just wanted to play the Lindsey Graham stuff. Yeah. Yep. I mean, all of y'all in the chat room are absolutely roasting her because she tries to sound so sophisticated. But it's really like, nope. No, sir. All right. Anyway, let's see here. Let's see. So this is from BearingArms.com. Tax incentives for gun safes, a point of unity by Tom Knighton. I don't know if I agree with this, but let's get into it anyway. Let's see here. So this is coming out of Tennessee, it looks like. Let's see here. There it is. Everyone should have a gun safe, writes Tom Knighton. If you can't for some reason, you should have some other means for securing your firearm when not in use. I don't think you actually need a gun safe. And listen, hear me out. How many of you listening have purchased a firearm ever? If you've purchased a semi-automatic pistol, what comes with every single purchase? We call it the bike lock. You get a bike lock, which you're supposed to put through the chamber and lock on the bottom of an empty magazine. So you don't need a gun safe. And this idea that everybody should have a gun safe is a dangerous way to play this. It's a dangerous way to phrase it. Look at a useless lock, a lock, a lock. Everybody in the chat room. Y'all know. Now, I'm not saying I have a gun safe. I've had multiple gun safes in the past. That's just something you want to have, right? Happiness. Yes, that's right, Mr. B. It does come with happiness. By the way, SIG just came out with a P322. That's pretty cool. I'm taking a look at it. That's not a bad thing. But, yeah, and the thing is, like, this idea that everybody needs one. When a state tries to tell you you need this to exercise your God-given right, right? God-given right, that's dangerous.